This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang for Tuesday, February 28th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. I'm back after visiting Volcon 2012 this past weekend, and we already have a couple of the Gaming Gang extras on site, and there will be three more, so keep your eyes peeled for those. On to the news. Are you a fan of the sitcom The Big Bang Theory? Do you like parties? Well, look no further, as this April, Cryptozoic Entertainment is poised to release the Big Bang Theory party game. Revisit some of the classic moments from the show with an apples-to-apples card play twist. Genius is relative in the Big Bang Theory party game, an addictive new game that allows you and your friends to revisit unforgettable moments from the smash hit TV series. Whether you've earned a PhD in the science of the Big Bang Theory, or are discovering the world of Leonard, Sheldon, Howard, Raj, and their neighbor Penny for the first time, you're guaranteed to be laughing and having fun. Just deal out the cards and you're ready to play. In each round, one player will serve as referee, and the other players will each submit one or two cards that they feel best describes the category or description on the referee's card. The referee awards discretionary points to each player, and then it's on to the next round with new cards in a new category. But watch out, there are several cards in the deck that might change the category at random. With nearly 300 cards ranging from space poop to superpowers and goth chicks to horny engineers, the Big Bang Theory party game has everything you love about the show right at your fingertips. Twilight Creations has announced Go Goblin Go, a board game in which goblins race through a pit of fire. You'll race and gamble to collect the most points. Beneath the mountain called Goblin's Rock, the goblins have been mining for centuries. They've dug deeper and deeper. Their precious ore is running out, and the taskmasters are getting bored. So in order to pass the time, the taskmasters have taken to racing their underlings into a pit of fire. Underlings are expendable, after all. It's agreed that secretly choosing their favorites would be best, and the race would end when the winner falls into the pit. Oh, and there should be gambling. You know, just to keep it interesting. Go Goblin Go is a light standalone racing and gambling board game. You secretly pick three of the racing goblins and you get points based on where they finish. You manipulate their movement so you have some control over where they finish. Just don't be first. The first goblin to fall into the pit wins, but they don't get any points. New from Jim Warbaneth is Line of Departure issue 70, and it marks the magazine's 20th anniversary. This issue focuses on World War II on the Eastern Front, with articles on GMT's Barbarossa Crimea, Conflict of Heroes Awakening the Bear from Academy Games, Russia Besieged from L2 Design Group, and Panzer Grenadier Eastern Front Deluxe from Avalanche Press. It concludes with an analysis of Stalingrad's place as a decisive battle. You can get a one-year subscription, or four issues, of Line of Departure in the US or Canada for $22. Marines. The very name sends fear through the hearts of alien enemies. Marines kick ass and take names. This is the first entirely new game system from ADB in years. It brings infantry combat into the Starfleet universe in a way that allows ground battles be fought simultaneously with the space battles portrayed by Starfleet Battles, Federation Commander, Starmada, or a Call to Arms Starfleet. Over 500 unit counters portray squads of five Marines, snipers, engineers, commandos, and heavy weapons, or individual tanks and vehicles, or special game markers. The very simple shoot-then-move system reflects the savage horror of war at Bayonet Point. I didn't realize they used bayonets in Star Trek. Fast interaction is created by rules for opportunity fire and defensive snapshots, so both players are constantly acting, reacting, planning, and making hard decisions. Do you fire at those Klingon troops attacking your right flank, or hold the fire of your weapons for the main attack that is yet to appear, and might never? The full-color, highly artistic map portrays the terrain on a typical planet far, far away, but rules allow you to designate the colored areas as crops, forests, swamps, marshes, or any of a dozen other types of alien landscape. The map even includes an active volcano and a river of lava. Assault is the first module in the new series. Last Stand, the second module, is slated for next year. Starfleet Marines Assault is going to retail for $34.95. on the horizon from Revolution Games is Washington's Crossing, a game of the Winter Campaign of 1776 to 1777. It's the first volume in the campaigns of the American Revolution. Washington's Crossing is an operational simulation of the American Winter Campaign of December 25th, 1776 to January 6th, 1777 that resulted in the twin victories of Trenton and Princeton and turned the fortunes of the American Revolution. The situation is fluid and desperate for both sides, allowing for numerous strategies for both players. Victory is determined through both battle victories and occupation of key objectives to simulate the British effort to pacify and restore the loyalty of New Jersey. Washington's Crossing is the first game in the campaigns of the American Revolution series. Future linkable titles in the series will cover the New York Campaign of 1776, the Philadelphia Campaign of 1777, and the New Jersey Campaign of 1778. Washington's Crossing uses an original system for river crossing that simulates the uncertainty of the winter crossings. The combat system simulates surprise, leader quality, preparation time, and outflanking. The movement system simulates leader quality, variable movement rates, fatigue, force march, and reaction. There are detailed weather rules, and troops are tracked in 10-man increments. Estimated playing time is 6 to 10 hours with a moderate complexity, and it is suitable for solitaire play. For more information about Washington's Crossing, head over to revolutiongames.us. Pulp City now has their miniatures rulebook available as a PDF download from their website. The Daily Planet ain't got nothing on their reporting. We'd like to welcome everyone to Pulp City with a free PDF download of the rulebook. Pulp City is a miniature skirmish game set in modern times that has taken inspiration from the golden age of comic books all the way up to the modern comic genre. If you like unique models, low model count, interactive and engaging gameplay, you couldn't ask for a better time to jump into the game. Somewhere on the West Coast, there's the glamorous Pulp City. Please come and visit us. Well, that's what I'm supposed to say. The truth is, stay away for as long as you can. Corrupted, money-driven, and bloody dangerous, Pulp City is a place to avoid unless you want to be a witness of alien invasions, undead monstrosities parading in the daylight, or insane killer robots slaughtering your friends. And that's just for starters. Head over to pulp-city.com for more info. Wizards of the Coast has announced a new supplement for Dungeons & Dragons, the Dungeon Survival Handbook. This handbook will provide you and your fellow adventurers all the tips you need for making it out of your dungeon delves alive. I thought just about every book contained information about that. But anyway, dungeons hold everything an adventurer could want. Untold riches to plunder, new areas to explore, dangerous beasts to challenge, and strange societies to navigate. An ordinary adventurer, accustomed to a soft life in the surface world, might get a little way into a dungeon and consider it a glorious victory. You'll be able to discover these secrets behind surviving Dungeons & Dragons this May. And finally, there's nothing like a little scary reading, folks. And Masters of Horror, Damned If You Don't, is now available. Party people, your nightmares have been fulfilled. Some of the darkest horrors are those that we choose to inflict on ourselves. In the hands of the Masters of Horror, the evils of drug use, alcoholism, scarification, obesity, and obsession have been amplified into blood-curdling cautionary tales. Enter the literal crack house of the living dead in Aftertaste by John Shirley. Spend a horrific hospital stay in the body of a 1,500-pound man in Topsy by F. Paul Wilson. Witness the grotesque union of steroids and tapeworms in Taper by Keith Gouveia. Join an AA meeting where alcohol itself shows up with its own axe to grind in Showdown with Deacon Blues by KK. Get the evil out of your own body or die trying in The Seal by Lee Pletzers. Party till the end of the world in Doomsday Diary by Scott Nicholson. 19 terrifying tales and a nonfiction detoxification guide. Not sure why that's in there. Await you within this book. Sacrifice your vice with the Masters of Horror. You're literally damned if you don't. Masters of Horror, Damned If You Don't is available now at drivethroughfiction.com. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow. And until then, have a terrific Tuesday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.